This is The Blitz.
Number two of the Blitz starts now on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Rick Butler, Brandon Orrick, and Chance Collins hanging out with you for the next hour as we continue moving through our show, leading you into Talk Sports. We got a packed hour number two ahead. Here's some of the things we got to tackle here within the next 60 minutes. The Colin Kaepernick story, I think, is interesting. We have not touched on that, and I would like to. Jeremy Pruitt speaks about Jarrett Garantano and what his role will be on the team in regards to the starting quarterback. Brandon, your guy, Carlos Beltran, new manager of the New York Metropolitans.
My guy.
Is now potentially involved in a scandal before his tenure even starts.
Ooh-hoo.
And then last but not least, we have Thursday Night Football on tonight, which is...
Steelers at Browns.
Steelers at Browns.
Oh, by the way.
What a doozy.
Do we want to?
Steelers at Browns.
Do we want to pick that game?
Yeah.
I have four NFL games that we're picking. I need one more, and it's between this one and Colts-Jags was another close spread. So it's up to you all.
Let's do this one.
This one?
Let's
tonight?
Why not?
Should we give Weston a heads up?
Yeah.
So he can apply the method.
Yeah.
We will text him.
Him and his method.
So we got Thursday Night Football on tonight. That is fun. We will pick that game later in the show. But let's start right here with Tennessee Volunteers football. So one of the big things that we've kind of been talking about the last couple of days is, well, it looks like you're going to have a totally healthy Brian Maurer. It looks like you're going to have a healthy Jarrett Garantano, who's played well the last couple of games. And, of course, you still have Shroud on the roster. So, really, kind of for the first time this year, you've had a situation where you can start all three quarterbacks without a ton of, without just a ton of fear, right? That one guy was still nursing an injury, never really had enough time to heal. You got all three quarterbacks. Who are they going to start? We don't know. Could it be Brian Maurer, who they obviously went to in the middle of the season, kind of established that, hey, this is now their quarterback rolling forward, although he did get two injuries, which has sidelined him a little bit since then? Or do you go with Garantano, who in the last five games has completed 62% of his passes for 652 yards, six touchdowns, and only one interception while coming off the bench? Well, I think this is a fair question for anybody to ask and for anybody to wonder who's going to be the starting quarterback.
As much as I hate to say it, I think the rest of the way you have to go with Garantano.
Really?
Yeah, I hate to say it.
Well, let me read
as
this
as a starter,
quote, and then I want to hear why.
Well, I'll just give my opinion real quick.
Okay.
I think you should start Maurer and then just
bring
see
Garantano
how it goes
in.
And if things are going slow, you bring Garantano in. Yeah.
Yeah, JG feels like he is prepared to come off the bench at
any time.
I mean,
he's calling himself the sixth man.
He is. So, what were you saying there?
I was going to say he's very much like, you know, kind of like embodied the role. He doesn't mind the role at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you can come in either a drive into the first quarter or you can come in to start off the second half, I think that's an impressive quality, at least for me. Okay, so here's what he said. So head coach Jeremy Pruitt met with the media yesterday and was asked about Garantano coming off the bench and what the veteran could do potentially win the starting quarterback job back. Here's the quote. I think Jarrett, when he plays within himself and goes through progressions, has a great opportunity to have success. He's a smart, tough guy, and the game comes easy to him. He can make all the throws. He's an instinctive guy. I do think he's probably more suited to come off the bench than maybe the other guys. I think he can see and process and take some of the things that have happened previously in the game and take advantage of it. It's something we felt gave us the best opportunity to win and have success, so that's why we've done it. I think he can play just as well starting the game. So to me, and then he says, I guess the starting job is not as important to me as who's playing effectively and efficiently and gives us the best chance to win, Pruitt explained. I know the quarterback position is a little unusual to play multiple guys this date and time. I believe that Jarrett gives us great opportunities to win football games. I believe that Brian Maurer and JT Shrout also gives us opportunities to win football games. Brandon, this to me immediately triggers what you said the other day about, I remember when I asked at the beginning of the week, who do you think will be the starting quarterback? Who do you want to be the starting quarterback? You were just kind of like, hey, truth is, I don't really care. Because obviously yeah, Tennessee has this system in place right now where they're kind of just rolling through guys in the exact same way that Pruitt just said. He said, where was this quote that I was just, I know the quarterback position is a little unusual to play multiple guys this date and time, but he's really not as worried about who the starting job is going to go to. He's just worried about who's playing effectively and efficiently and gives us the best chance to win, which, hey, is exactly what we've seen from how they've handled the quarterback situation the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to the point where I think you've got at least two guys in Maurer and Garantano that can go out and win you a ball game. Maybe three. I mean, I don't know about Shrout. I've not seen enough of him throughout
really
a whole
confident
game.
Confident in him,
right? But I think you've got two guys that can go out and that can win you a game. And it doesn't matter which one starts. And I feel like, do you remember? I guess it was 2017, and that would have been Dormady.
Yeah.
And heading into that season, you didn't know which quarterback was going to play, and you saw the demeanor of JG on the bench, and he just looked sour.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't playing.
Yes.
I think, I mean, that's been 2 years ago, but I think he's gotten to the point where I don't think any of those guys care. I think they're all kind of team guys, and as long as they're winning, I think everybody's good.
Yeah, I think that they are fully aware of the fact that the system in which they're doing is the best system for the team. Because I don't really know if you can argue differently. I think that whatever Tennessee is doing right now, obviously that is the best thing possible for the way that they're calling plays, the way that they're calling the offense. So on and so forth. And so for me, I'm reading into this as, you know what? Kind of sounds like Brian Maurer is going to be the starter the rest of the season. But they're going to be prepared to play Jarrett Garantano at literally any point in the game. If Brian Maurer comes out and just throws the worst interception you've ever thrown the first play of the game, I have no doubt that they'll have Garantano ready to go. Depending on maybe they'll use him, maybe they won't, but I think they'll have him ready to go. I think that whenever a second half is started the next two games, if Garantano was not playing in the first half, I think he'll be equally suited as ready to go for the second half. And I think that you'll see him. I think that's how they're going to go. I think that Brian Maurer is going to start. I think that JG is going to work his way in, obviously quicker or slower depending on how the game is progressing at the time. But I do think that you see Brian Maurer and JG for both of these next two games.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I can't see any way that they would change it, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless...
Not at this point.
Too far along in the season.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if you have a guy, whoever they start, let's just say they start Maurer. What if Maurer goes out there and he's having a really good game? And, do you pull him then just to play JG? I mean, what do you do? Because every single time that we've seen this happen, either Maurer's gotten hurt and JG has to come in, or Maurer's played poorly and JG's came in. What if you run Maurer out and he plays well and he's slinging the ball around the field and he does not get hurt? He stays in and what do you do then?
You play out Maurer until the clocks hit zero and you get a win, I think. Because I think in that situation, I think that if Tennessee is poised to win the game versus, okay, let's just say Missouri, because that's the next one. Let's say that Brian Maurer starts Missouri. He plays the whole first half. We're playing well. We have a lead. The third quarter goes by. still have a good lead, it doesn't really look like Missouri's ever threatening, then I have no doubt that they might just play Maurer the rest of the game. Maybe they'll want to throw Garantano in for that fourth quarter just to say, hey, you know, go ahead and go close us the game. We still believe that, you know, hey, even though you didn't play much this game, you still know that you are a key instrument to what this offense is going to do. And really, if you win that game, you're bowl eligible. You're playing for the postseason, right? We are literally one win away. So I think that they're going to need to keep Garantano fresh. But, man, if what you're saying is true and if this situation does happen to where Maurer's just rolling the whole game, then you don't need to go put in a quarterback change if you don't have to. I think they would ride out Maurer until you get the win, or if it's in a good enough spot to where you can be like, you know what, we can change quarterbacks here. Not too many things will change. We still expect to close out this game well. We just want to get JG some on-field playing experience. Then I think that's what they do. But I do think it's more likely that Brian Maurer goes out. He has an average game. Certainly, you know, still has the throws that make us say, hey, this guy could be good for the future. Maybe makes a couple mistakes on the way. And then I do think that you do see JG in to close that game because of what it is. An SEC East game on the road in November in the cold. You need an experienced guy to win those, just like we saw versus Kentucky. So I think you do see them both for the Missouri game, regardless if you know, Maurer is just 21 or 25 for 250 and three touchdowns. I think you'll still maybe see JG going and close the game just to keep him fresh. The coaches know how important it is to keep him fresh.
I mean, I don't think we're blowing out Missouri. I don't think that's going to happen. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I do think we'll probably see both.
It's going to be a tough game. I'm with you. I don't think they're blowing them out. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I mean, I've not decided who I'm going to pick yet. We still got a whole nother week. But I don't think it'll be a blowout one way or the other. I think it'll be very close, very cold game. You know what I hope they don't do? I hope they don't go up there and warm up, go out in warm-ups with no shirts. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Idiots.
Why is it the stupidest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Because. Oh, it's all about mental toughness. Got to be tough, tough, tough. It's cold. Wear sleeves. Who cares?
Yeah. Hey, man. Protect yourself.
We're not going to make fun of you.
You think I care that you're out there not wearing a shirt when it's 10 degrees outside?
That's not how Scott Frost feels.
You're stupid.
Scott Frost.
And let me ask you a question to both of you. Do you feel disrespected by Missouri?
Do I? Me?
Yeah.
Me, personally?
I mean, just in regards to the Tennessee team.
I think Missouri's been up on Tennessee since they've gotten to the East. And that kind of sucks, but, like, feel disrespected? No.
The last 2 years have both been 50-17 victories.
They've been the better team.
Yeah, but part of me kind of is looking at this going like, man, I feel like, for myself at least, like, we should be a lot more fired up about this game. Like, we have just gotten embarrassed. We've gotten chili-womped by Missouri the last couple years.
We have.
It's time for us to get a win. We've just gotten embarrassed. I can't wait to go out there and beat them now. I hope we just slap them around silly.
You calling your shot right now?
Snow game.
Saying Tennessee wins?
Yeah, I do think Tennessee wins as of right now, for sure.
All right. You heard it here first.
More on the Blitz coming up next. Well, 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 indeed.
A little baby making music right here.
A little Isley Brothers on your Thursday. Ronald. Way before your time, Rick.
Isn't the Isley Brothers the one who did Twist and Shout?
No. That would be the Beatles. The Isley Brothers did Shout. Just Shout.
Oh, Just Shout?
Just Shout.
You know, you make me want to shout. Right.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. I guess I got the twist,
the twist
and shout wrong.
And just the shout.
Twist and shout. So that was the same as who was just playing?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh.
Very wide.
Wide range.
Casting a wide net.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, your guy may have some things to answer for.
Who's Brandon's guy?
New manager of the New York Metropolitans, Carlos Beltran.
Oh.
Oh.
He down with the little video bit of, gate.
He is. He is he's Spy part of the video gate, the camera gate, the trash can gate, whatever you want to talk about.
Pretty sad they got caught. If you're going to do it, don't get caught.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't get caught. Somebody ratted. Yeah. Somebody ratted them out.
There is a rat amongst us.
You can't do nefarious things and then piss off a former employee.
Somebody needs to find Matt Fears, whatever his name is.
What do you think this is? I mean, obviously, reckless speculation. But do you think this is about the integrity of the game, or do you think somebody really ticked him off within the Astros?
Oh, somebody pissed him off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about the integrity.
He doesn't care. He got a ring.
It's not about the integrity. He got a ring.
He didn't say anything while he was with the team, did he? Must not have been bothering him too bad.
It was once he was released.
I wonder if he's already pawned off his World Series ring.
And for that, he ain't got no integrity either.
No integrity.
None.
Not integrity. No integrity.
No integrity. None at all. Shut it down even. Look, here's what The Athletic says. Major League Baseball's investigation into the Astros and sign stealing is virtually certain to include interviews with three current managers. The Astros' A.J. Hinch, the Red Sox' Alex Cora, and the Mets' Carlos Beltran. Hinch was the Astros manager in 2017, and the sources said both Cora and Beltran played a key role in devising the sign-stealing system the team used that season. Brandon, your guy is already scouting out Citi Field, trying to find the places that his cameras are going to go. Meanwhile, he's getting busted two weeks after he took the job.
I hope so. I hope he's setting up cameras.
The Beltran.
I hope so.
What? You hope he's setting up cameras?
Do you not remember the quote that I gave you the other day? Do you not remember the quote I gave you just the other day?
He's already been caught.
Al Davis?
He's already been caught, Brandon.
Win, baby, win.
You want him to go set up cameras while he's already under investigation?
That's what Brandon wants him to do.
This is like when you're on like house arrest, and they're like, hey, you're in trouble here, so you can't leave the house. You can't do it because we got eyes on you. Don't try to leave the house.
You know who else did that?
Who?
Ant-Man.
Mm. Uh-huh. It did work. Yeah. It did work.
See?
A lot of criminals find a way to get those ankle bracelets off.
How hard do you think those are to get off? Like, I know the movies make them look fairly easy. Let's be honest.
I've seen them on people's ankles. I would say they're pretty hard to get
off. They're pretty rugged?
I would say
like so. Like military grade?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, people have to take showers with these things on.
What is the difference, like, between how, like, what is the line that you can't cross for them to be like, hey, house arrest is fine. You don't need to go to prison or anything. Just don't ever leave your house.
For the next, like, 24, 48 months.
Like, that confuses me. What a weird part of the...
It's very weird.
A part of the criminal legality system.
I'm going to put you on house arrest.
Yeah. Be like, all right, cool.
Do it.
Hook me up with all these streaming
services. Didn't have a house anyways. Please put me on house arrest to give me house.
Yeah.
when I had no said house before.
I'd love some shelter. That would be nice.
Yeah, I would love a halfway
house.
I'm
a criminal who's stealing. I obviously don't have a house. Like, if you could go put me one, that'd be pretty cool.
For the criminals who don't have a house, it's like, please. I've been waiting all my life to get on house arrest. Even an actual roof over my head?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Air conditioning. Yeah. Vents.
Heat.
Windows.
Heat.
These criminals.
A place to call home.
So, Brandon, what do you...
Criminals kind of got it made.
Well, the smart criminals have it made.
White collar crime.
Yeah.
They got it made.
Sure. Yeah.
Crime don't pay.
Said McGruff. McGruff also took a bite out of crime.
Hey, ask
if you didn't remember, he took a bite out of crime.
Ask Pablo Escobar if crime pays.
Yeah.
What's he doing now, Rick?
He thinks
he's
it does.
Dead.
What's he doing now, Rick?
Isn't he dead? Pablo
Escobar?
Yes,
he's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So how well?
Sorry.
Sorry for the
narcos people.
So how well did it pay off for him?
He made a lot of money.
At the time of his life? Pretty damn good.
He made a lot of money.
This is the guy, remember, who instead of going to prison, he had their government build him a mansion.
Yeah.
to go to prison.
He also
and you're telling me crime doesn't pay. Crime paid for his own prison.
He also ran for office, and then they told him that he couldn't, and then he got everybody else killed.
Yeah, and then they're like, "All right, fine, we'll let you do it." What a story, man.
Medellin cartel.
Pablo Escobar. Goat.
The one that
candidate.
The one that got away.
Look at you, just
goat candidate.
Just idolizing Pablo Escobar, a guy who killed countless people.
Countless. Very much true.
Do you respect Boston George?
What?
No.
No?
These are criminals, Rick.
Who cares?
You respect criminals?
Who cares? If
you, do you respect Boston George?
If you are a elite drug trade guy, I feel like you deserve a lot of respect.
No.
Yes.
What are you? This is a bad day for the show. This is a bad
what
day for Rick
mean?
Butler.
Bad day for the brand, Rick.
Are you
bad
kidding
day.
Me? The ability to have that kind of prowess to be able to go to these foreign countries and back and deal with hundreds of millions of dollars.
A
like
billion
this.
Dollars.
A, just like John Calipari
millions
said.
And millions of dollars that they're dealing with. You have got to be a smart, savvy individual. I respect the hustle.
And to be using it on such nefarious activities as drug use and murder, it's sad that you would support something like this, Rick Butler. They should be... I agree with you. These are very talented individuals.
They should
are
be on the workforce.
They should be putting their work. They should be putting their talents to something productive and positive
workforce.
Towards society. Rick,
I love saying workforce.
What if their only skill is the drug trade? Are you just
then
out
they
of
should
luck?
Then they should go be a pharmacist.
Also, a good point by Brandon.
White
or a
collar
pharmacy
crime
tech.
Chance.
White collar
crime at the pharmacy.
Also, a good point by Brandon.
Wow,
can't believe you would.
Go read a book.
Proclaim. I don't support the murder side of things.
Oh, just
what
the drug
do
side of things.
No,
don't,
I
oh,
also
okay.
don't support the drug side of things. What I do support is
smart
a couple
criminals.
Of guys
smart criminals.
Wanting to make their own money.
He supports smart criminals.
I do. Wait, we said this yesterday.
Is that his only fault? Probably.
We all agreed yesterday, the guy who burgled 15 houses in 1 month, we
oh, yeah.
all said we respect it.
Burgled?
I did not say
I
that.
I think it's a.
Is it
it's
burgled?
A, burgled? That's a verb, right?
You threw that in there so quick. I feel like I don't know.
Burgled.
The guy who burgled.
Burglarized.
Yeah, it's not burgled.
Burglarized.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. It's burglarized. It's not burgled.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, Merriam-Webster.
He's so quick though.
Merriam-Webster has an article that
confident.
Says, "Do burglars burgle or burglarize?" So obviously, it's a hot topic. Form of burglary. The form of the verb
can you
form
even
of
say burglary.
No, because it's a really weird word when you've been saying it this many times.
Burglary.
The verb
one
form of
favorite
burglary.
Burglars, ah, the hamburglar. Ah,
can be either
I love the hamburger.
Burglarize
he's a good
or
one.
Burgle.
He wears like a little like you know, Phantom of the Opera mask.
He's got his.
He's
already.
Oh, he does steal hamburgers.
He's already escaped from jail. He's got the black and white.
Oh, yeah.
On.
The hamburger. Oh, yeah. He is not afraid of his being in his own skin. The hamburger.
The McDonald's character?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, the hamburger.
Great reference.
He doesn't care. He lets you know. Yeah, I just got off. I just got out doing a bid. I'm still going to steal these hamburgers.
Yeah.
How did we even get on this? We were talking about
saying, hey,
the Mets and
hey,
the Astros and the Red Sox.
Do what you will.
Yeah.
Do what you will.
You see me.
But I will always be burgling
you
these
see
hamburgers.
Me. Here I am.
This is what I do.
Take me off the streets. Can't take the streets out of me.
Like it or not, those burgers are going to be
is.
Burgled.
Burglarize.
Let it be known that if my bank account information gets stolen tomorrow, I will not consider these criminals savvy, or I will not respect
them. Don't hate the player, as Brandon would say, hate the game.
You can only do it to other people.
Hey,
don't steal my stuff. That's
you respect
where I will
a good criminal. You would respect a good criminal for stealing your stuff.
Yeah, I right. would. I have my stuff on lock and key pretty well, so that
yeah.
might be a pretty good
yeah, identity theft.
Pretty good accomplishment. Chance, you just gave us breaking news. I want to throw it over to you. Huge breaking news off the top right now.
Yeah, breaking news coming across the wire right now. James Wiseman, Memphis Tiger, Petty Penny, all of the above. James Wiseman, who's been involved with the whole Penny Hardaway, was revealed as a booster or charged as a booster by the NCAA. He is ruled ineligible, and then he had the temporary restraining order given to him by a Shelby County judge. Mm-hmm. He was able to play the last two games. Well, breaking news just came across the wire. James Wiseman has withdrawn his lawsuit against the NCAA. So, by all accounts, that should mean that this saga is over.
Stick a fork in it, Chance. This one is done.
Yeah, good one, Rick.
So, wow. He withdraws his lawsuit against the NCAA. He awaits NCAA resolution, but it looks like if all things continue down the same path they're going,
yeah,
the NCAA is going to continue with the exact same ruling that they originally came down with. James Wiseman will not be able to play this year. We might never see him suit up for Kentucky again. I'd imagine he's going to go right to the pros.
Memphis.
Was I saying Kentucky?
Yeah, twice.
Man.
Okay. Players mess up, too.
Memphis.
Ah, I love this. This is my favorite news of the week.
You getting your kicks over there off a kid not being able to play basketball this year?
Damn it, Chance.
You're the worst.
Does this give you more joy than Kentucky losing to Evansville?
You're the worst.
Because I don't know if anything could have given me more joy.
All he
than
wants
that.
To do is play basketball, Brandon. That's all he wants to do.
Well, if you cheat, you can't do it. I respect the good cheaters. Not the cheaters who get caught.
Will root for Kentucky.
No. Whoa. See, this is where things get construed.
Here we go.
But you're throwing a lot of flack towards James Wiseman. You're over here reveling in his failure.
It's not
but
him.
But you'll root for Kentucky.
It's not James Wiseman. It's not him.
He doesn't have anything to do with Penny Hardaway.
I beg to differ.
He just wants to play basketball, bro.
Well, he should have went and played basketball somewhere else.
Hey. Could he help it that whenever he was trying to play high school basketball, him not knowing Penny Hardaway was going to be the coach of Memphis one day?
Oh, he knew.
Penny Hardaway not knowing he was going to be the coach of Memphis one day.
Oh, this had to all be set up.
Oh, he knew. He knew.
Just wanted to get the
kid. The idea was there. Hey, man, they planted
caring,
the seed.
Caring is sharing.
But look, we got to.
Sharing is caring.
But we got to say now, though, if you're looking at this and you're saying, well, the NCAA said they're doing wrong. The high school is now getting in trouble. The school is getting in trouble. The kid's getting in trouble. The coaches are getting in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it's all semantics.
You got to look at all this and you got to be like, you know what? They tried to cheat. They didn't get it.
Rick, would you not be supportive of Penny Hardaway and James Wiseman in this situation? They're breaking the rules. They're cheating.
Oh, yeah. You love a savvy criminal. I mean,
these guys are not criminals. They're just cheaters.
Some people would say they might be
rules.
Criminals. Are rules made to be broken, Rick?
Rules and laws, very similar. Very similar things, Rick.
Only a bill.
I am not even putting these guys remotely near the upper echelon of criminals that I do respect, okay?
And if you break,
not even
if you break a law, there's punishment.
So you respect criminals, hard up criminals, but not the little people.
Only the best criminals.
They just want to play basketball.
Only the best criminals.
They just want to play ball.
The criminals who are dealing with Pablo Escobar.
Penny and James Wiseman just want to hoop. That's all they want to do.
But now,
NCAA
Memphis
said not so fast.
Memphis will not have James Wiseman when they come to Knoxville next month.
You hate to see it.
Is that game is about a month away? I believe.
Yes,
I think
it is exactly one
month from today.
Oh, you are.
Oh my goodness, I'm yawning. It is exactly 1 month away.
Hmm. 1 month to the day, James Wiseman. Done at Memphis. I'm sure he'll go on to have a great NBA career.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Oh, number one pick.
See, this is much better for him, Chance. This is good for him in the long run.
Save wear and tear on his body.
Yep.
The Michael
yep.
Porter Jr. route.
Yep. Hmm. Kyrie Irving route, except
Joel
he was hurt.
Embiid. Yeah, Kyrie
yeah,
played about
Joel
12.
Joel Embiid.
Kyrie played 12 games. James Wiseman played 3.
So, see?
Or 2.
It's better
Porter
for...
Porter play 1 or 0?
Who?
Porter?
Michael Porter, yeah, he didn't play any.
He didn't play any.
Wow.
Missouri.
Same with Garland from Vanderbilt. He didn't play many, right?
Yep. Towards ACL.
Yeah. So,
well, even more breaking news.
Nope.
Hello.
Obviously, we said that he pulled his lawsuit, but Memphis announces
that forward center James Wiseman declared ineligible and will be withheld from competition while awaiting reinstatement. That's the official word from Memphis.
So those three games that they've already played, they should be 0-3, correct?
Correct.
Ha.
Well, would you be 0-3 or would it just basically go to – yeah, I guess they would get counted as losses then,
no,
right?
They're losses.
They played an ineligible player.
Have they played three games or just two?
Three, I think.
I thought they played their opener and then they played Oregon a couple nights
ago. I thought they played two games before Oregon, but I'm not sure.
They did play two games. They played South Carolina State first and then UIC.
Okay.
What the hell is UIC?
I believe that is Illinois Chicago.
Wow, very nice. Do you know the mascot for them?
Flames.
Wow. That was impressive.
Big, knowledgeable brain.
Yeah, Brandon's a smart guy.
Brandon is very good with mascots and abbreviations for colleges.
I saw him do the mascot contest here one day.
That was a couple of weeks ago. That was very impressive.
I think it was longer than a couple of weeks ago. But.
She's up there. UIC is up there with Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah.
Up there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Loyola.
Sister
Are we
Jean.
Allowed to say that name?
Yes.
On Airwaves?
Yes.
Okay.
Just Sister sure. Jean?
Just making sure. All right. Just making sure.
It's just a name.
I know. They're up there in Chicago where it is very cold. Speaking of being cold, did you guys see that our guy, Hank T, had no idea that Tennessee would be cold or snow?
He is from Hawaii, right?
California.
I just said that because he's Polynesian.
Well, yeah, his family is.
I was being racist.
His family is Samoan. but okay. I know he went to
we
De La
Salle. Our moments.
I won't get mad at you.
I know he went to De La Salle in California. So I don't know. He may have moved there.
Look at me
know.
Generalizing Hank T. he's from California.
But he was
maybe
perplexed.
He's never even stepped foot in Hawaii.
I don't know.
We should ask.
We will ask him.
We'll
in the
send
off
Weston
season.
When he gets back.
Yeah, in the
that'll
off
be
season.
Weston's big report for us.
Yes, Wes from Fox Sports.
Wes.
Hey,
you ever step foot in Hawaii? All right, that'll be it. Thank you.
Cool. I love that he referenced himself as Wes from
I know.
Fox Sports.
I know. It does, like, for him to think that
he's going to pull a lot of weight with that. Yeah, he's going to pull a lot of weight with that. Hey, this is Wes from Fox Sports Knoxville.
No, not even Knoxville, just Fox Sports.
The big mama.
Hey, this is Wes with Fox Sports. Me and Colin Cowherd just got off the phone. Yeah. We're just trying to get some content ready for next week.
Jolly!
Give us an interview.
Jolly! That is the young Kelly Jolly in the background.
Oh, man.
What a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet he's listening in Colorado right now.
But back to Hank T.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know that it snowed in Tennessee.
No, he
didn't. And he said, how can it snow in a place where it gets so hot?
Oh, Hank T, getting adjusted to the summers and the falls
man.
Right here.
He said he had to go buy himself a big coat yesterday.
We've all been there. We've all had to buy a big coat.
A little culture shock for Hank T.
I also have to go buy a big coat.
Ed O, just doing the rounds. The Ed O tour.
He doesn't get cold.
Has Joe Burrow locked up the Heisman?
I think so. Unless he just goes out and just plays terribly these last three games.
Loses them
It's his to lose.
Man. The next best person would be, what, Justin Fields?
Yeah, Justin Fields or
Jalen Hurts.
Maybe Jalen Hurts.
Was up there until that loss. If they don't lose that game, he probably is right there with.
Hey, how about the corrupt Big Ten working with the NCAA to get Ohio State's Chase Young back right before their pivotal Penn State game?
Now he only has to, sit out one game, and they play Penn State and Ohio. Yeah. And,
no shocker
Michigan
there.
It just so happens that we find out about this NCAA eligibility issue right before they play Maryland. And then, okay, so you're suspended for the Maryland game, and you're suspended for Rutgers.
Such crap.
You can come back before you play Penn State.
That's an obvious, indicator that the NCAA wants Ohio State in the college football playoff.
The NCAA can hop off. They can just go take a hike. What a bunch of just scumbags, right? for them to collude to get a player back for ratings for a football team.
You've been using that
but
word a lot
can't
lately.
Even what scumbag?
Yeah, you have.
I have been using it a lot lately.
Throwing it around very loosely.
I don't even know why.
Frivolously.
It's just been in my head.
Very frivolous.
For them to collude for those kind of things to make sure a Heisman contender gets back for the big primetime games. Yeah, you know, won't give any kind of consideration to just regular NCAA basketball players who just want to go move teams, have a new fresh start. You know, they got to wait. But sure, let's take the guy who committed NCAA violations. Let's make sure he's back for primetime.
You hate to see it.
What a joke, as always. Hey, we'll get into this Thursday night football game. We'll pick that game, give you a little bit of things you may need to know about it. And then let's be honest, this show has taken so many different weird turns, I have no idea how it'll end. Stick around through the break. You can find out as we go. 865-546-8200. Final chance to join the show today. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Blitz. When you hear that music, you know what it means. Final segment of The Blitz is here. About 7 minutes or so left in the show, which will lead you into Talk Sports with John and Cody and Cam Black from 12 to 3, and then The Drive with Russell, Barron, Trey, and Jake from 3 to 6. And then, of course, Overtime with Tanner, Malcolm, and Justin will close you out 6 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned to the Fan Run Networks all day long. Gentlemen. Any final stories that you saw today that we might have missed throughout the show today?
Did we talk about Kaepernick?
No, we didn't.
A little bit.
And
we mentioned it a little bit, but
I want to.
It's a PR move.
Yeah, and the thing is just it's so backwards in the way that the NFL has set it up. It is backwards that they set it up on a Saturday instead of a Tuesday, which is normally what they would do, meaning that NFL can get better executives out to the fields. I saw a huge story yesterday about how ridiculous it was to be held on a Saturday because all the important scouting department people for each NFL team are traveling with the team, are getting ready for game operations the next day. So for that alone, they're saying that's crap. They're saying that they're expecting all teams to send at least one representative, but solely because the understanding around the league is that nobody wants their team to be singled out as the team that didn't go to Colin Kaepernick's workout. Kaepernick was not, the league was informed that there would be an interview process, which Kaepernick was not informed in at first. It is just a total sham.
Well, it just seems like it's the NFL being like, hey, we gave him a shot, and nobody's still going to pick him up, I don't think.
And the ridiculous thing is that, like, to me, on one hand, I don't see anybody picking him up. Right, Chance, like what you just said, right? There's been so many things going on around him, and the NFL has been so stubborn and so stingy about this. And then even when you have the President of the United States making comments about it, it's hard for a player to make it back into the league, all those things considered. But on the other hand, I'm thinking about in the way of like the NFL and thinking the NFL, this story has pretty much died for the NFL, right? It had its peak, and it's pretty much died off a little bit. Every once in a while it comes back up. But if the NFL is putting this story back right smack dab into the middle of mainstream media, if he doesn't get picked up by a team, well, then we go through the whole story again of the NFL blackballing him. That's a horrible look for the NFL. So I'm very confused why they're doing this. Because I don't think he's going to get picked up, but I don't think that this is in any kind of a good way for the NFL. I don't think anybody's looking at them going, you know what? The NFL's coming around. They're really trying to help this guy. They're not. And that's ridiculous ever think that they are.
The sad thing is, like what you're saying, the NFL is not like really trying to help him and like showcase that he is a good quarterback, a lot better than a lot of backups and starters on a lot of teams.
I'll tell you this, NFL. He's better than Brian freaking Hoyer.
He's better than Mason Rudolph. I mean, we could go down the list. He could start for the Dolphins. He could probably start for the Cardinals. He's better than Kyler Murray. Like, you know, like it's the fact – the sad thing about it is that the NFL – is only doing this to save face for the NFL.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not about, hey, we did this guy wrong. We blackballed him. We understand he's getting blackballed. We're going to give him a shot where everybody's going to come out and actually look at his talents. No, it's we look bad, so we want to make ourselves look better and say, well, we tried. We tried to get him on
exactly
a team.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's all
they
it is.
They want to say they tried. And
they could have did this 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I totally agree with everything you're saying. I don't know if I would go so far with you to say that he would unquestionably be a starter, but that's semantics at that point. What I do believe is that what we know about Kaepernick.
Well,
is
it's
that
like when we see guys like Kyle Allen getting
a
chance.
Yeah,
like,
there are
the
very
Redskins
bad quarterbacks.
Don't have a quarterback.
There are very
bad
quarterbacks starting in the league. Brandon, you just mentioned your quarterback last week was Brian Hoyer because you didn't have a backup quarterback. But what we do know about this guy is that, you know, he is 32. Maybe some teams want to stay away from that, but it's like, hey, it's the freaking quarterback position. This guy, from what we know, he wakes up every single day to work out at 4:30 a.m., 5 days a week. This is a guy who at least deserves to show teams in a legitimate way, not just a PR stunt way, that he deserves a chance back in the league, which I absolutely believe that he would work his way up right into a starting role. But that's not what's going to happen because the NFL isn't going to approach us the way that they would, you know, other guys. Guys who haven't been essentially blackballed from the league before.
Yeah, of course not.
It's crazy, man.
We need to pick this game tonight.
We do. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. A bedlam bromance, as ESPN is calling it. Mason Rudolph from OSU. Mayfield, obviously, from OU. This game is interesting.
Give me 10 on the Browns.
Whoa!
I said it.
Wow. Chance with $10 bills.
10 on the Browns?
The Browns. Browns.
Weston was going 1 on the Browns.
Give it to
Steelers
me.
Have been hot.
I will go Steelers with 4.
Steelers have been hot. They've been on a roll. They're trying to keep
defense
pace.
Defense has been great.
You heard what I said.
They're trying to keep pace with the Ravens in that division, which is kind of hard to do with Lamar Jackson. But I will go Steelers knocking off the lowly Browns. You get James Conner back tonight. I will
good
go
for my fantasy team.
Mine too. I will go Steelers 3 points.
So we have a Browns for 10, a Browns for 1, a Steelers for 3, and a Steelers for 4?
Yes.
Yep. Chance, I love it. I love the big play ability. Here's a funny story real
Somebody's
quick.
Somebody's got to do it.
A man has been arrested and charged with a felony vandalism for allegedly pulling the face mask off of the Joe Montana statue outside of Levi's Stadium on Monday.
Oh,
wow.
There's a face mask?
I guess there is a face mask, which seems like it would be hard to pull off. Feel like those things are welded on pretty well. They're made very high quality. This guy just ripped the face mask right off, kept walking down the parking lot. How about that?
Hero
amongst men. Hey, that does it for us here on The Blitz. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show, interacting with us today. We appreciate it as always. Talk Sports is heading up next. You won't want to miss it. Otherwise, we will be back same time, same place tomorrow. For Chance Collins, for Brandon Orrick, I am Rick Butler. You've been listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Let's go.